朋友们，大家好，今天是5月22号，星期五，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国国务卿蓬佩奥告诉《美国之音》说，美国对于台湾民主的支持与美中之间的历史协议一致，也有利于台海的稳定。此外，美国国务院表示说，美国对台军售符合《台湾关系法》。我们来看《美国之音》常驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
在台湾总统蔡英文就职前发出祝贺声明的美国国务卿蓬佩奥，在他的贺词以总统称呼蔡英文，遭到中国政府强烈谴责之后，再次恭喜已经就任的蔡英文。他表示，台湾民主展现给人民声音和选择的智慧。
We congratulated the winner of the election there. We were happy to see that. My congratulations were in English, not Mandarin. It was the best that I could do. But we understand that the work that we have done there, and it comports with the history of the agreements between the United States and China, is the right solution to maximize the stability there in the Straits.
蓬佩奥的说法是对中国指责，他和其他美国官员、国会议员向蔡英文就职致贺，并且称呼蔡英文为总统，违反了美中三公报说法的反驳。与此同时，美国国务院政治军事局星期三表示，批准最新一笔可能的对台军售，包括18枚重型鱼雷与相关设备，总计大约$1.8亿。美国国务院表示，这符合台湾关系法的规定。
Under the Taiwan Relations Act, we have supported arms sales throughout the years to Taiwan. We believe that we have the legal authority to do so, and we believe that it strengthens and helps their democracy, and we will continue to support them.
华盛顿智库战略与国际研究中心中国实力项目主任葛莱伊表示，由于北京不断在军事、外交和经济上加强对台湾施压，加上特朗普政府不像以前的美国政府那样担心美国对台湾的支持会损害美中关系，因此美国对台湾表现出了强大的支持。他还说，中国肯定会做出回应，中国的警告并不是一个空洞的威胁，他们将寻找损害美国利益和阻止台湾挑战中国主权主张的创新方法。也有分析家告诉美国之音，美国在强化美台关系的同时，也必须谨慎处理美中台三边关系。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的采访报道。
美国总统特朗普星期三在推特上就新冠病毒问题指责中国，称中国进行世界大屠杀。我们来看报道。
特朗普总统星期三晚间发推说，中国正在开动大规模的虚假信息宣传，迫切希望民主党总统候选人拜登赢得美国今年的总统大选，以便继续敲诈美国。特朗普说，中国这样做了数十年，直到他当选总统才扭转了局面。他在当晚发的另一条推文中则指责中国发言人极力试图转移人们对中国在全球造成痛苦和大屠杀的注意力。他看起来把责任归咎于中国领导人习近平。他说，这一切都来自于上层，他们本可以轻松阻止这场瘟疫，但是他们没有这样做。特朗普星期三早些时候就在推特上抨击说，是中国的无能造成了新冠病毒在全球夺去数十万人的生命，造成了这场全世界的大屠杀。但是中国方面却指责中国之外的其他每个人。在此之前，中国外交部发言人华春莹和赵立坚在推特上说，美国歪曲事实、甩锅责任、破坏国际合作抗议。特朗普总统因此用措辞严厉的推文予以反击。他还质疑中国提供的新冠疫情数据。他星期三在与阿肯色州和堪萨斯州的州长举行会谈时对记者说，
Do you think China's giving the right number? I don't think so. I don't think so. Take a look at the numbers. They gave numbers that were so low. I mean, I saw more problem on television than they were reporting just by looking at a picture. So, I'm not including China in any numbers because those numbers weren't correct, obviously. That's been easily shown and easily proven.
特朗普政府一直指责中国政府淡化在武汉爆发的新冠疫情，并向世界卫生组织提供不准确的数据，导致新冠病毒在世界范围内扩散。美国之音新闻报道。
美国空军运输机星期四在日本横田空军基地集结，这一次的行动的目的是为了向潜在的敌人和盟友展示，即使在新冠疫情的紧急情况下，美国依然有能力随时采取行动。
美国部队驻扎日本，为的是捍卫重要的亚洲盟国免受朝鲜的攻击，同时也密切关注中国在更广泛的地区，包括东南亚和南太平洋不断发展的影响力。在华盛顿努力应对新冠病毒疫情的过程中，一些官员担心军队爆发疫情可能会为北京质疑美国在该地区的实力提供口实。杰森·米尔斯上校是美军驻横田空军基地的副指挥官。
Today's operations are a good opportunity to show both our adversaries as well as our allies here in Japan the importance of our placement, the importance of our ability to execute our mission despite the current conditions.
四月，在新冠病毒爆发，感染了数百名水手之后，美国罗斯福号航空母舰被迫在关岛停靠。横田市必须隔离通过该基地的新冠病毒测试呈阳性的水手。
The aircraft are still getting ready to fly behind me, so despite COVID, despite the weather, despite the limitations that may have been artificially imposed by an invisible enemy, we're able to continue these operations and move forward and execute our mission with our partners and allies here in the Western Pacific.
横田基地的飞机包括 C-130 运输机和直升机，负责在亚太地区运送部队和装备。与美国驻日本其他基地一样，这里也宣布进入公共卫生紧急状态。日本是美国在海外军事人员最为集中的国家，位于东京西部的这一美军基地的军人根据命令要佩戴口罩，相互之间以及与当地人都要保持距离。指挥官还把人员分成不同时段和班次，以减少接触。美国之音电视报道。
美国的50个州都至少部分的重新开放，不过许多美国人还在担心今年晚些时候会爆发第二波新冠疫情。不过许多美国人也对恢复日常生活所需要的措施有着较高的预期，我们一起去看一看。
根据美联社公共事务研究中心的一项最新民意调查，83%的美国人仍然有些担心解除限制会导致更多人感染。54%的人表示他们非常或极其担心开放会导致病毒病例激增。杰里林·摩根是佐治亚州道森的一个农民，虽然他知道他的州重新开放对商业有好处，但他担心州长布莱恩·坎普迅速撤销限制措施将导致更多的人生病。
If we open up too early, people will start getting sick again. Then we're going to have to go through this whole thing againAnd then the economy is going to be worse off for a longer period of time. That's a no-brainer. The Tiff Park Community Market is not open, and that's where I make most of my money, and they have to stay closed, and they should stay closed, because if you lose anybody's life over money, that's wrong. You really need to put people's lives first before money.
多数人继续支持居家令和对集会的限制，但支持率较四月份有所下降。约80%的美国人说，重新开放的关键是，如果人们接触病毒，他们必须恢复自我隔离。大约60%的人说，广泛测试是安全重建公共活动的关键，同时要求人们在大多数地方保持6英尺的距离，并在户外戴口罩。詹妮弗·本兹是参与调查的民意调查员之一。
The data from this poll in early May show that there's fairly widespread concern that removing restrictions is going to lead to increased infection rates. And 54% of Americans say that they're extremely or very concerned that lifting restrictions in their area will result in more people being infected.And another 29% are somewhat concerned. People definitely want to see a number of actions put into place in order for it to be safe to open the country back up again. So, a majority of Americans say that it's essential to have processes for mandatory quarantines for people that have been exposed to the virus, widespread testing in place, physical distancing requirements, and wearing face masks.
在路易斯安那州，餐馆已经开始重新开张，户外餐桌之间相距10英尺。
First and foremost, abide by the rules. You got to go by the rules. Tables are 10 feet apart. It's all about social distancing, masks.
近半数的人表示，在解除限制之前，必提供疫苗。另外，有1/3的人认为， 这很重要，但不是必须的。共和党人比民主党人更有可能认为居家令是反应过度。大约70%不同党派的美国人表示，他们赞同他们政党的反应。美国之音电视报道。
还在使用旧版的手机应用程序吗？美国之音新版应用程序上线了，界面更友好，内容更丰富，支持苹果和安卓客户端，适用于手机及各类平板电脑。旧版程序于1月15日正式下线，快去免费下载新版本吧。
秋天第二波新冠疫情冲击的担忧，美国加州大学决定在秋季实行虚拟教学。来看报道。
加利福尼亚州立大学表示，至少在秋季班结束以前，他们的23个校园几乎所有课程都将上网。像海上学院之类在训练船上上课的项目，可能是少数的例外。加州州立大学系统为482000名学生服务。
I want to make sure that people understand that, you know, we're not closed. We're not, the campuses are not closed. There are a number of students that remain on the campuses. We have students in some of the housing facilities. If, in one of the, again, the efforts to flatten the curve, we asked students who had the opportunity to go home to be with their families. But if you had nowhere to go, you were welcome to stay. And we're going to provide the best possible level of service to those students that we can. And this is another extension of that.
美国各地的学院和大学都在为做出类似决定而纠结，但加州州立大学宣布消息的时机却让一些人感到意外。其他学院和大学曾表示，他们要到夏天晚些时候才做出决定。加州州大系统3月17日改为在线课程，能回家的学生都被要求回家，那些不能回家的则获准留在学校。18岁的伊莎贝拉·托雷斯将在今年9月开始成为加州州立大学的新鲜人，学习刑事司法。他说，他无法获得完整的校园经验，这有些伤感，但他了解，这可能是确保人人安全的最佳方法。
I think it is the best just to keep everyone safe, and maybe next year you'll be like you can have your full experience without having to worry about like getting like you're staying your distance from other people. So I think it'll be better in the long run. So.
有些学生现在和他们的家人一起住在不同的时区，这对固定时间的课程可能是个问题。19岁的奥弗巴尔是加州州立理工大学圣路易斯奥比兹波分校机械工程专业学生，他已经搬回洛杉矶和父母住在一起。
The social aspect is definitely a really good way to kind of decompress and not always be worried about something going on in one of your classes, and I definitely miss it.And it's not even, like, I know that my college friends are from all over the state and if not country, so it's not like I can see most of them, even if this wasn't going on. But it's also on top of that, it's like, okay, I was only gone 6 months. I know my high school friends are back in town too, and it's like, I can't see them either. So it's like the social aspect is just completely gone, and I do very much miss it.
要把一些课程虚拟化也有困难。21岁的威廉·亨特是旧金山州立大学的工作室艺术专业学生。
It's going to be weird, particularly because a lot of the art classes that I take are lab classes, they're studio classes. So a lot of this instruction is intended for person to person. If you have a professor there to critique your technique and work, then it makes learning.How to do things a lot easier than trying to just do them without instruction and having your professor grade the end result.
对大学来说，改为上网教学的代价昂贵。前不久，加州州大的董事会讨论了新冠病毒对春季班所造成的估计为3亿3700万美元的新成本和收入损失。美国之音新闻报道。
今年空旷的体育馆和虚拟仪式将是大多数毕业典礼的常态。一位医生助手呼吁毕业生们把礼服捐给需要个人防护装备的医护人员。
空旷的体育馆和虚拟仪式将是今年毕业的常态。但前线医生的助手纳萨尔尼摩尔不希望毕业生把辛苦挣来的毕业礼服浪费掉，他敦促毕业生戴上礼帽，捐出礼袍。摩尔创立了一个叫做爱心礼袍的慈善组织，把毕业礼服捐赠给需要个人防护装备的医务人员。到目前为止，已有75,000多名一线紧急救护人员报名索取礼袍。
The gowns are more effective than other alternative measures of PPE, given their length, their sleeves, and their easy donning with zippered access.
美国各地的医护人员已经走上街头，为缺乏适当的防护装备而抗议。有些医生甚至不得不采取穿垃圾袋的做法。摩尔认为这无法保护手部和腰部以下的部位。
Hear these personal stories of people on the front lines that have nothing, that are begging for gowns, that are begging for any support that we can offer them and as fast as possible. And we're working just as hard as we can to make sure we can spread our story, get people to donate, to help those that are reaching out.
摩尔今年也将从佛蒙特大学的 MBA 项目毕业。他说，爱心礼袍组织只是表彰他的医疗保健同事和他的应届毕业生的完美方式。预计今年将有接近400万人从美国的大学毕业。美国之音新闻报道。
自从新冠病毒大流行开始之后，全球有几百万人表示他们做了和新冠病毒有关的梦。一些科学家们正在就此现象展开研究。
生活在因为新冠病毒封锁而放缓脚步的时期，似乎是一个补充睡眠的机会。然而从三月中旬以来，通过谷歌以隔离的怪梦为字头的搜索已经超过2亿次。心理学家说，越来越多的患者在大流行病降临以后，开始抱怨古怪、充满焦虑和紧张的梦境。
Vivid dreams, for example, and changes in sleep patterns can be associated with various types of stressors or even with post-traumatic stress disorder. So I think that we may see that as a factor. This is a collective trauma, which a collective trauma means that it's an event, a negative event that is very widely experienced in the population. That people have direct exposure to, as well as they can be exposed to it via stories that others tell them or through the media.
另一位专家，哈佛医学院教授巴雷特，从三月中旬以来一直在汇编大流行病的梦的描述。在大流行病之前，他研究过9/11恐怖袭击以及伊拉克入侵科威特相关的类似事件。
They're clusters of content themes, like some people dream about getting the virus, they're noticing they can't breathe, they're spiking a fever, and they're afraid they're getting the virus in the dream. Another large group have metaphors for the virus, and the biggest subcluster of those are bug dreams. I've seen just dozens and dozens of different kinds of bugs attacking dreamers. And I think that's partly because in English, the slang word for virus is bug.
心理学教授普里查说，尽管新冠病毒不是掠食者，而是看不见的敌人，它的威胁程度仍然很高。
Threat rehearsal, that during our dream life, we're able to practice disaster scenarios that we don't get to do every day. So dreaming gives us a chance to kind of run those sequences or those programs so we know how to escape from predators, we know what to do when there's a disaster, and we can kind of keep those sequences fresh. So that's one sort of evolutionary hypothesis to the purpose of stress dreams, nightmare dreams, fighting dreams.
睡眠专家鼓励人们在这个困难时期把良好的健康睡眠作为当务之急，因为缺乏睡眠可能导致免疫系统减弱。
We sleep best when we have a clear distinguishing difference between day and night. So if our daytimes look very different from our night, that helps us sleep.
医生还建议睡前不要使用智能手机，因为手机发出的蓝光可能导致失眠。读一本好书对健康比较有益，这本书最好是有个快乐的结局。美国之音记者莫斯科卡夫，华盛顿报道。
新冠病毒大流行很容易使人们过度担忧。美国的房地产经纪人说，他们的一些客户非常的担心，他们正在寻找一些更为安全的保险措施，比如说地下掩体。来看报道。
安装在后院或其他区域，装饰得像居室一样。对于一些有钱的房主来说，地下掩体是购买任何房屋的重要组成部分。
I felt safe when I got here. It's just a peace you don't understand. It's so quiet and peaceful here, and the bunker is phenomenal. I mean, when you go in there, it's just like you feel really safe.
玛丽和汤姆·索尔斯贝在南达科他州拥有一个地下掩体，那里曾是军事基地，现在这些掩体为私人拥有。两年前，这里的所有575个地堡都没有人住，今天很难找到一个仍是空置的。大多数地堡都经过了翻新，以适应新主人的需求。索尔斯贝夫妇不想等待，他们卖掉了在乔治亚州的房子，来到了这里。新住所翻修期间，他们就住在附近的拖车里。
We were in campgrounds in Georgia until the virus pandemic, until the pandemic started spinning up, and then we realized.Well, we need to be, because of my age and because of some health compromises that Mary has, we're both high risk. And we decided to exchange 4 million neighbors for, I don't know, 30 neighbors within the same radius out here.
根据维沃斯地下掩体销售公司负责人罗伯特·维希诺的说法，在新冠疫情袭击美国后，索尔斯贝夫妇并不是唯一做出这一决定的家庭。
It's up 2,000% the inquiries. That means 20 times over what it was. Its sales are up over 400%. And not just that shelter, but other Vivo shelters around the world.
需求的空前增长也引起了德克萨斯州地下掩体卖家的注意。尽管掩体无法直接保护人们免受新冠病毒的侵害，但他们确实使许多人感到安全。
Oh yeah, yeah. My phone was ringing at least once every 2 or 3 minutes. And people are inquiring about getting a bunker for the future. A lot of people feel that this coronavirus was just kind of like the first step to something bigger that's coming down the road. So they're trying to prepare for what's coming up in the future.
始终为最坏的情况做好准备，这就是所谓的准备者的座右铭。作为生存运动的一部分。准备者们囤积食物和必需品，并建造庇护所。
A lot of the truckers I know, you know, on the discussion boards, they've been saying, you know, like, look, we weren't the crazy ones. We were right. They kind of feel vindicated a little bit.
查德·哈德尔斯顿是一位人类学家，专门研究准备运动。他说，购买掩体对于某些人来说不是一个坏主意，但这并不是现实的躲避方法。
It makes you feel safe.But I think, as we've seen in a real pandemic or a real disaster, that your magical plan that you're going to escape to your bunker and be totally safe there to, you know, to live out the rest of your life or whatever is probably a fantasy.
汤姆和玛丽·索尔斯贝夫妇说，他们把积蓄的约三分之一花在了购买掩体上。再过几个月，他们计划邀请女儿和孙辈们来住一段时间。美国之音巴卡莱兹报道。
新冠疫情颠覆了全球人民的生活，他们中有的人担心感染，有的人担心失去工作，他们都面临着巨大的精神压力。来看报道。
杂货店的货架空空如也，是新冠病毒在美国传播的一个早期迹象。人们开始购买并囤积超过所需的食物和用品。
And when people's coping mechanisms are overwhelmed, they begin to do things to manage uncertainty.
耶格尔说，有更好的方法可以让人应付压力。
They can ground themselves in conversations with family members, knowing that they're home and safe through the variety of communication methods we have today.
通过视频聊天，人们可以看到自己的家人和朋友，他们在远方也无所谓。他们还可以借着锻炼身体来帮助自己应付压力。
We know that that is useful for our physical well-being and our emotional well-being. There's great research on physical exertion being a good treatment for depression, for anxiety as well.
另一个重要的事情是定立目标，即使是小目标也好。
We need to have things that are successes. We need to have things that are finished. We need to be able to say, oh, look at that, I did that.Because that's what helps mitigate the anxiety we're experiencing.
这还有助于回顾我们处理其他挑战的方式。
all of us are growing the most when we're living outside of our comfort zone. And certainly this is a time where the overwhelming majority of us are finding ourselves outside of our comfort zone.
还有，别忘了大笑。
Doses of humor are good for us. I think it is a way to activate good brain chemistry and actually protect ourselves with better immune function. Humor is really good medicine.
当你分享一个经历，即使是从远方，都是把社区凝聚在一起的一种方式。美国之音记者皮尔逊，华盛顿报道。
使得许多人感到焦虑和压力，但是有一些人在烘焙中找到了心灵的安慰。
When I lost that main structure of going to school, of being in a physical environment, I kind of ended up falling back on baking as this thing that brings me comfort.
克洛伊·汤苏在生活较顺的时候，通过社交活动缓解临床抑郁症和焦虑。
What's up next?
和美国其他大学生一样，克洛伊，也就是我的女儿，不得不转为网上上课，保持社交距离，这让她感到无助和孤独。
She likes to help.
发展心理学家卡罗琳·洛伦特说，她不是个例。
So a lot of people who suffer from anxiety can easily pop into the what ifs, the catastrophizing, the, you know, what I call awfulizing, the worst case scenarios. And so in my practice, what we're doing a lot of is working on kind of recognizing what can I control. I can make myself a cup of hot tea. I can go out for a walk.I can do some deep breathing exercises.
克洛伊把注意力放在烘焙上。
I thrive on routine. One of the reasons I like baking so much is it's this thing with steps, and you have to kind of be conscious of what you're doing. And it allows me to do a lot of things. It allows me to be creative, you know, to try out new things, even if they fail, to taste something nice. And it allows me to feed people, which is something I really like.
烘焙要靠正确的原料，而这些天来在副食店找到他们，有时是一个挑战。
So, this is the flower section. As you see, we have a huge selection to choose from. There is nothing, and cornmeal.
在跑了三家店之后，他终于在一个街区小商店找到了面粉。
I would say 2 pounds. Would that be all right?
Yeah, whatever you want.
Yeah, brilliant. Like two, three pounds, something like that.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, if you could give me that, I'll take that.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. 在厨房里，克洛伊把派做好，准备放进烤箱。
I like how it looks because it looks like a little snowfall on the berries. It's very pretty. Food has this ability of really bringing people together.
成品非常出色，一个外表酥脆的香喷喷的浆果派。一个奶油南瓜派和辣巧克力蛋糕。
And those are flat. Are those real flowers?
This is a work of art.
Yeah.
一家人围坐在桌旁，享受派的盛宴。
This is so much better than math class.
This is a tangible proof that I've done something today and that I'm continuing to push forward despite feeling kind of, you know, cruddy.
I don't know what to choose. Shelter at home. Eat pies. Thank you, Chloe. What does that say? Life is.All about how you. I can't read upside down.
生活就是你如何执行后备计划。美国之音普劳报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容。感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。 友们，大家好，今天是5月22号，星期五，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国国务卿蓬佩奥告诉《美国之音》说，美国对于台湾民主的支持与美中之间的历史协议一致，也有利于台海的稳定。此外，美国国务院表示说，美国对台军售符合《台湾关系法》。我们来看《美国之音》常驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
在台湾总统蔡英文就职前发出祝贺声明的美国国务卿蓬佩奥，在他的贺词以总统称呼蔡英文遭到中国政府强烈谴责之后，再次恭喜已经就任的蔡英文。他表示，台湾民主展现给人民声音和选择的智慧。
We congratulated the winner of the election there. We were happy to see that. My congratulations were in English, not Mandarin. It was the best that I could do. But we understand that the work that we have done there and it comports with the history of the agreements between the United States and China is the right solution to maximize the stability there in the Straits.
蓬佩奥的说法是对中国指责，他和其他美国官员、国会议员向蔡英文就职致贺，并且称呼蔡英文为总统，违反了美中三公报说法的反驳。与此同时，美国国务院政治军事局星期三表示，批准最新一笔可能的对台军售，包括18枚重型鱼雷与相关设备，总计大约$1.8亿。美国国务院表示，这符合台湾关系法的规定。
Under the Taiwan Relations Act, we have supported arms sales throughout the years to Taiwan. We believe that we have the legal authority to do so, and we believe that it strengthens and helps their democracy, and we will continue to support them.
华盛顿智库战略与国际研究中心中国实力项目主任葛莱伊表示，由于北京不断在军事、外交和经济上加强对台湾施压，加上特朗普政府不像以前的美国政府那样担心美国对台湾的支持会损害美中关系，因此美国对台湾表现出了强大的支持。他还说，中国肯定会做出回应，中国的警告并不是一个空洞的威胁，他们将寻找损害美国利益和阻止台湾挑战中国主权主张的创新方法。也有分析家告诉美国之音，美国在强化美台关系的同时，也必须谨慎处理美中台三边关系。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的采访报道。
美国总统特朗普星期三在推特上就新冠病毒问题指责中国，称中国进行世界大屠杀。我们来看报道。
特朗普总统星期三晚间发推说，中国正在开动大规模的虚假信息宣传，迫切希望民主党总统候选人拜登赢得美国今年的总统大选，以便继续敲诈美国。特朗普说，中国这样做了数十年，直到他当选总统才扭转了局面。他在当晚发的另一条推文中则指责中国发言人极力试图转移人们对中国在全球造成痛苦和大屠杀的注意力。他看起来把责任归咎于中国领导人习近平。他说，这一切都来自于上层，他们本可以轻松阻止这场瘟疫，但是他们没有这样做。特朗普星期三早些时候就在推特上抨击说，是中国的无能造成了新冠病毒在全球夺去数十万人的生命，造成了这场全世界的大屠杀。但是中国方面却指责中国之外的其他每个人。在此之前，中国外交部发言人华春莹和赵立坚在推特上说，美国歪曲事实、甩锅责任、破坏国际合作抗议。特朗普总统因此用措辞严厉的推文予以反击。他还质疑中国提供的新冠疫情数据。他星期三在与阿肯色州和堪萨斯州的州长举行会谈时对记者说，
Do you think China's giving the right number? I don't think so. Take a look at the numbers. They gave numbers that were so low. I mean, I saw more problem on television than they were reporting just by looking at a picture. So, I'm not including China in any numbers because those numbers weren't correct, obviously. That's been easily shown and easily proven.
特朗普政府一直指责中国政府淡化在武汉爆发的新冠疫情，并向世界卫生组织提供不准确的数据，导致新冠病毒在世界范围内扩散。美国之音新闻报道。
美国空军运输机星期四在日本横田空军基地集结，这一次的行动的目的是为了向潜在的敌人和盟友展示，即使在新冠疫情的紧急情况下，美国依然有能力随时采取行动。
美国部队驻扎日本，为的是捍卫重要的亚洲盟国免受朝鲜的攻击，同时也密切关注中国在更广泛的地区，包括东南亚和南太平洋不断发展的影响力。在华盛顿努力应对新冠病毒疫情的过程中，一些官员担心军队爆发疫情可能会为北京质疑美国在该地区的实力提供口实。杰森·米尔斯上校是美军驻横田空军基地的副指挥官。
Today's operations are a good opportunity to show both our adversaries as well as our allies here in Japan the importance of our placement, the importance of our ability to execute our mission despite the current conditions.
四月，在新冠病毒爆发，感染了数百名水手之后，美国罗斯福号航空母舰被迫在关岛停靠。横田市必须隔离通过该基地的新冠病毒测试呈阳性的水手。
The aircraft are still getting ready to fly behind me, so despite COVID, despite the weather, despite the limitations that may have been artificially imposed by an invisible enemy, we're able to continue these operations and move forward and execute our mission with our partners and allies here in the Western Pacific.
横田基地的飞机包括 C-130 运输机和直升机，负责在亚太地区运送部队和装备。与美国驻日本其他基地一样，这里也宣布进入公共卫生紧急状态。日本是美国在海外军事人员最为集中的国家，位于东京西部的这一美军基地的军人根据命令要佩戴口罩，相互之间以及与当地人都要保持距离。指挥官还把人员分成不同时段和班次，以减少接触。美国之音电视报道。
美国的50个州都至少部分的重新开放，不过许多美国人还在担心今年晚些时候会爆发第二波新冠疫情。不过许多美国人也对恢复日常生活所需要的措施有着较高的预期，我们一起去看一看。
根据美联社公共事务研究中心的一项最新民意调查，83%的美国人仍然有些担心解除限制会导致更多人感染。54%的人表示他们非常或极其担心开放会导致病毒病例激增。杰里林·摩根是佐治亚州道森的一个农民，虽然他知道他的州重新开放对商业有好处，但他担心州长布莱恩·坎普迅速撤销限制措施将导致更多的人生病。
If we open up too early, people are going to start getting sick againThen we're going to have to go through this whole thing again, and then the economy is going to be worse off for a longer period of time. That's a no-brainer. The Tiff Park Community Market is not open, and that's where I make most of my money, and they have to stay closed, and they should stay closed, because if you lose anybody's life over money, that's wrong. You really need to put people's lives first before money.
多数人继续支持居家令和对集会的限制，但支持率较四月份有所下降。约80%的美国人说，重新开放的关键是，如果人们接触病毒，他们必须恢复自我隔离。大约60%的人说，广泛测试是安全重建公共活动的关键，同时要求人们在大多数地方保持6英尺的距离，并在户外戴口罩。詹妮弗·本兹是参与调查的民意调查员之一。
The data from this poll in early May show that there's fairly widespread concern that removing restrictions is going to lead to increased infection rates. And 54% of Americans say that they're extremely or very concerned that lifting restrictions in their area will result in more people being infected.And another 29% are somewhat concerned. People definitely want to see a number of actions put into place in order for it to be safe to open the country back up again. So, a majority of Americans say that it's essential to have processes for mandatory quarantines for people that have been exposed to the virus, widespread testing in place, physical distancing requirements, and wearing face masks.
在路易斯安那州，餐馆已经开始重新开张，户外餐桌之间相距10英尺。
First and foremost, abide by the rules. You got to go by the rules. Tables are 10 feet apart. It's all about social distancing, masks.
近半数的人表示，在解除限制之前必须提供疫苌。另外有1/3的人认为， 这很重要，但不是必须的。共和党人比民主党人更有可能认为居家令是反应过度。大约70%不同党派的美国人表示，他们赞同他们政党的反应。美国之音电视报道。
还在使用旧版的手机应用程序吗？美国之音新版应用程序上线了，界面更友好，内容更丰富，支持苹果和安卓客户端，适用于手机及各类平板电脑。旧版程序于1月15日正式下线，快去免费下载新版本吧。
秋天第二波新冠疫情冲击的担忧，美国加州大学决定在秋季实行虚拟教学。来看报道。
加利福尼亚州立大学表示，至少在秋季班结束以前，他们的23个校园几乎所有课程都将上网，像海上学院之类在训练船上上课的项目可能是少数的例外。加州州立大学系统为482000名学生服务。
I want to make sure that people understand that, you know, we're not closed. We're not, the campuses are not closed. There are a number of students that remain on the campuses. We have students in some of the housing facilities. If in one of the, again, the efforts to flatten the curve, we ask students who have the opportunity to go home to be with their families. But if you had nowhere to go, you were welcome to stay. And we're going to provide the best possible level of service to those students that we can. And this is another extension of that.
美国各地的学院和大学都在为做出类似决定而纠结，但加州州立大学宣布消息的时机却让一些人感到意外。其他学院和大学曾表示，他们要到夏天晚些时候才做出决定。加州州大系统3月17日改为在线课程，能回家的学生都被要求回家，那些不能回家的则获准留在学校。18岁的伊莎贝拉·托雷斯将在今年9月开始成为加州州立大学的新鲜人，学习刑事司法。他说，他无法获得完整的校园经验，这有些伤感，但他了解，这可能是确保人人安全的最佳方法。
I think it is the best just to keep everyone safe, and maybe next year you'll be like you can have your full experience without having to worry about like getting like you're staying your distance from other people. So I think it'll be better in the long run. So.
有些学生现在和他们的家人一起住在不同的时区，这对固定时间的课程可能是个问题。19岁的奥弗巴尔是加州州立理工大学圣路易斯奥比兹波分校机械工程专业学生，他已经搬回洛杉矶和父母住在一起。
The social aspect is definitely a really good way to kind of decompress and not always be worried about something going on in one of your classes, and I definitely miss it.And it's not even, like, I know that my college friends are from all over the state and if not countries, so it's not like I can see most of them, even if this wasn't going on. But it's also on top of that, it's like, okay, I was only gone 6 months. I know my high school friends are back in town too, and it's like I can't see them either. So it's like the social aspect is just completely gone, and I do very much miss it.
要把一些课程虚拟化也有困难。21岁的威廉·亨特是旧金山州立大学的工作室艺术专业学生。
It's going to be weird, particularly because a lot of the art classes that I take are lab classes, they're studio classes. So a lot of this instruction is intended for person to person. If you have a professor there to critique your technique and work, then it makes learning.How to do things a lot easier than trying to just do them without instruction and having your professor grade the end result.
对大学来说，改为上网教学的代价昂贵。前不久，加州州大的董事会讨论了新冠病毒对春季班所造成的估计为3亿3700万美元的新成本和收入损失。美国之音新闻报道。
今年空旷的体育馆和虚拟仪式将是大多数毕业典礼的常态。一位医生助手呼吁毕业生们把礼服捐给需要个人防护装备的医护人员。
空旷的体育馆和虚拟仪式将是今年毕业的常态，但前线医生的助手纳萨尔尼摩尔不希望毕业生把辛苦挣来的毕业礼服浪费掉。他敦促毕业生戴上礼帽，捐出礼袍。摩尔创立了一个叫做爱心礼袍的慈善组织，把毕业礼服捐赠给需要个人防护装备的医务人员。到目前为止，已有75,000多名一线紧急救护人员报名索取礼袍。
The gowns are more effective than other alternative measures of PPE, given their length, their sleeves, and their easy donning with zippered access.
美国各地的医护人员已经走上街头，为缺乏适当的防护装备而抗议。有些医生甚至不得不采取穿垃圾袋的做法。摩尔认为这无法保护手部和腰部以下的部位。
Hear these personal stories of people on the front lines that have nothing, that are begging for gowns, that are begging for any support that we can offer them and as fast as possible. And we're working just as hard as we can to make sure we can spread our story, get people to donate, to help those that are reaching out.
摩尔今年也将从佛蒙特大学的 MBA 项目毕业。他说，爱心礼袍组织只是表彰他的医疗保健同事和他的应届毕业生的完美方式。预计今年将有接近400万人从美国的大学毕业。美国之音新闻报道。
自从新冠病毒大流行开始之后，全球有几百万人表示他们做了和新冠病毒有关的梦。一些科学家们正在就此现象展开研究。
生活在因为新冠病毒封锁而放缓脚步的时期，似乎是一个补充睡眠的机会。然而从三月中旬以来，通过谷歌以隔离的怪梦为字头的搜索已经超过2亿次。心理学家说，越来越多的患者在大流行病降临以后，开始抱怨古怪、充满焦虑和紧张的梦境。
Vivid dreams, for example, and changes in sleep patterns can be associated with various types of stressors or even with post-traumatic stress disorder. So I think that we may see that as a factor. This is a collective trauma, which a collective trauma means that it's an event, a negative event that is very widely experienced in the population.That people have direct exposure to, as well as they can be exposed to it via stories that others tell them or through the media.
另一位专家，哈佛医学院教授巴雷特，从三月中旬以来一直在汇编大流行病的梦的描述。在大流行病之前，他研究过9/11恐怖袭击以及伊拉克入侵科威特相关的类似事件。
They're clusters of content themes, like some people dream about getting the virus, they're noticing they can't breathe, they're spiking a fever, and they're afraid they're getting the virus in the dream. Another large group have metaphors for the virus, and the biggest subcluster of those are bug dreams. I've seen just dozens and dozens of different kinds of bugs attacking dreamers. And I think that's partly because in English, the slang word for virus is bug.
心理学教授普里查说，尽管新冠病毒不是掠食者，而是看不见的敌人，它的威胁程度仍然很高。
Threat rehearsal that during our dream life, we're able to practice disaster scenarios that we don't get to do every day. So dreaming gives us a chance to kind of run those sequences or those programs so we know how to escape from predators, we know what to do when there's a disaster, and we can kind of keep those sequences fresh. So that's one sort of evolutionary hypothesis to the purpose of stress dreams, nightmare dreams, fighting dreams.
睡眠专家鼓励人们在这个困难时期把良好的健康睡眠作为当务之急，因为缺乏睡眠可能导致免疫系统减弱。
We sleep best when we have a clear distinguishing difference between day and night. So if our daytimes look very different from our night, that helps us sleep.
医生还建议睡前不要使用智能手机，因为手机发出的蓝光可能导致失眠。读一本好书对健康比较有益，这本书最好是有个快乐的结局。美国之音记者莫斯科卡夫，华盛顿报道。
新冠病毒大流行很容易使人们过度担忧。美国的房地产经纪人说，他们的一些客户非常的担心，他们正在寻找一些更为安全的保险措施，比如说地下掩体。来看报道。
安装在后院或其他区域，装饰得像居室一样。对于一些有钱的房主来说，地下掩体是购买任何房屋的重要组成部分。
I felt safe when I got here. It's just a piece you don't understand. It's so quiet and peaceful here, and the bunker is phenomenal. I mean, when you go in there, it's just like you feel really safe.
玛丽和汤姆·索尔斯贝在南达科他州拥有一个地下掩体，那里曾是军事基地，现在这些掩体为私人拥有。两年前，这里的所有575个地堡都没有人住，今天很难找到一个仍是空置的。大多数地堡都经过了翻新，以适应新主人的需求。索尔斯贝夫妇不想等待，他们卖掉了在乔治亚州的房子，来到了这里。新住所翻修期间，他们就住在附近的拖车里。
We were in campgrounds in Georgia until the virus pandemic, until the pandemic started spinning up, and then we realized.Well, we need to be, because of my age and because of some health compromises that Mary has, we're both high risk. And we decided to exchange 4 million neighbors for, I don't know, 30 neighbors within the same radius out here.
根据维沃斯地下掩体销售公司负责人罗伯特·维希诺的说法，在新冠疫情袭击美国后，索尔斯贝夫妇并不是唯一做出这一决定的家庭。
It's up 2,000% the inquiries. That means 20 times over what it was. Its sales are up over 400%. And not just that shelter, but other Vivo shelters around the world.
需求的空前增长也引起了德克萨斯州地下掩体卖家的注意。尽管掩体无法直接保护人们免受新冠病毒的侵害，但他们确实使许多人感到安全。
Oh yeah, yeah. My phone was ringing at least once every 2 or 3 minutes. And people are inquiring about getting a bunker for the future. A lot of people feel that this coronavirus was just kind of like the first step to something bigger that's coming down the road. So they're trying to prepare for what's coming up in the future.
始终为最坏的情况做好准备，这就是所谓的准备者的座右铭。作为生存运动的一部分。准备者们囤积食物和必需品，并建造庇护所。
A lot of the truckers I know, you know, on the discussion boards, they've been saying, you know, like, look, we weren't the crazy ones. We were right. They kind of feel vindicated a little bit.
查德·哈德尔斯顿是一位人类学家，专门研究准备运动。他说，购买掩体对于某些人来说不是一个坏主意，但这并不是现实的躲避方法。
It makes you feel safe.But I think, as we've seen in a real pandemic or a real disaster, that your magical plan that you're going to escape to your bunker and be totally safe there to, you know, to live out the rest of your life or whatever is probably a fantasy.
汤姆和玛丽·索尔斯贝夫妇说，他们把积蓄的约三分之一花在了购买掩体上。再过几个月，他们计划邀请女儿和孙辈们来住一段时间。美国之音巴卡莱茨报道。
新冠疫情颠覆了全球人民的生活，他们中有的人担心感染，有的人担心失去工作，他们都面临着巨大的精神压力。来看报道。
杂货店的货架空空如也，是新冠病毒在美国传播的一个早期迹象。人们开始购买并囤积超过所需的食物和用品。
And when people's coping mechanisms are overwhelmed, they begin to do things to manage uncertainty.
耶格尔说，有更好的方法可以让人应付压力。
They can ground themselves in conversations with family members, knowing that they're home and safe through the variety of communication methods we have today.
通过视频聊天，人们可以看到自己的家人和朋友，他们在远方也无所谓。他们还可以借着锻炼身体来帮助自己应付压力。
We know that that is useful for our physical well-being and our emotional well-being. There's great research on physical exertion being a good treatment for depression, for anxiety as well.
另一个重要的事情是定立目标，即使是小目标也好。
We need to have things that are successes. We need to have things that are finished. We need to be able to say, oh, look at that, I did that.Because that's what helps mitigate the anxiety we're experiencing.
这还有助于回顾我们处理其他挑战的方式。
all of us are growing the most when we're living outside of our comfort zone. And certainly this is a time where the overwhelming majority of us are finding ourselves outside of our comfort zone.
还有, 别忘了大笑。
Doses of humor are good for us. I think it is a way to activate good brain chemistry and actually protect ourselves with better immune function. Humor is really good medicine.
当你分享一个经历, 即使是从远方, 都是把社区凝聚在一起的一种方式。 美国之音记者皮尔逊, 华盛顿报道。
使得许多人感到焦虑和压力，但是有一些人在烘焙中找到了心灵的安慰。
When I lost that main structure of going to school, of being in a physical environment, I kind of ended up falling back on baking as this thing that brings me comfort.
克洛伊·汤苏在生活较顺的时候，通过社交活动缓解临床抑郁症和焦虑。
What's up next?
和美国其他大学生一样，克洛伊，也就是我的女儿，不得不转为网上上课，保持社交距离，这让她感到无助和孤独。发展心理学家卡罗琳·洛伦特说，她不是个例。So
a lot of people who suffer from anxiety can easily pop into the what ifs, the catastrophizing, the, you know, what I call awfulizing, the worst case scenarios. And so in my practice, what we're doing a lot of is working on kind of recognizing what can I control. I can make myself a cup of hot tea. I can go out for a walk. I can do some deep breathing exercises.
克洛伊把注意力放在烘焙上。
I thrive on routine. One of the reasons I like baking so much is it's this thing with steps, and you have to kind of be conscious of what you're doing. And it allows me to do a lot of things. It allows me to be creative, you know, to try out new things even if they fail, to taste something nice, and it allows me to feed people, which is something I really like.
烘焙要靠正确的原料，而这些天来在副食店找到它们，有时是一个挑战。So
this is the flower section. As you see, we have a huge selection to choose from. There is nothing, and cornmeal.
在跑了三家店之后，他终于在一个街区小商店找到了面粉。I
would say 2 pounds. Would that be all right?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Yeah, brilliant. Like two, three pounds, something like that.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I think it'd be maybe 3 pounds.
Thank you.
Yes. 在厨房里，克洛伊把派做好，准备放进烤箱。
I like how it looks because it looks like little snowfall on the berries. It's very pretty. Food has this ability of really bringing people together.
成品非常出色，一个外表酥脆的香喷喷的浆果派。 一个奶油南瓜派和辣巧克力蛋糕。
And those are flat. Are those real flowers?
This is a work of art.
Yeah.
一家人围坐在桌旁享受派的盛宴。
This is so much better than math class. This is a tangible proof that I've done something today and that I'm continuing to push forward despite feeling kind of, you know, cruddy.
I don't know what to choose.
Shelter at home. Eat pies. Thank you, Chloe.
What does that say? Life is all about how you... I can't read upside down.
生活就是你如何执行后备计划。美国之音普劳报道。好的，
以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容。感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。